When a tragedy like 9/11, the assassination of JFK, Bobby Kennedy, or Martin Luther King Jr. happened, hundreds of millions of people would promise to always remember where they were. The day that happened is a means to remember the magnitude and meaning of that tragedy. Reality, however, places a shelf life in that idea. As people who are alive during a tragedy pass away, that event becomes history in need of torch carriers, so its importance can never be forgotten. The Holocaust is a tragedy of history where time has separated from the conscious and awareness of, well, more people than you would probably think. Today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day, which is also the conclusion of a month-long effort of my next guest's organization to bring people to a greater awareness and understanding of that time in history. She is the chair of the World Jewish Congress in North America, Evelyn Sommer. Thank you for being here today, Evelyn.
A pleasure to be with you.
And you can find out more about the organization at the worldjewishcongress.org and also see the not just this year's past year's campaign, but previous campaigns in the hashtag We Remember effort. And Evelyn, it's amazing how a very easy effort has created so much of an acknowledgement of the need to, as the slogan goes, never again has to mean something, and we have to always embrace that slogan, and we do that by remembering.
Yes, that's correct. And we are so pleased that our We Remember campaign now has taken wind, and it's really been seen all over the world. But I would like to tell you for a minute a little bit about the organization, the World Jewish Congress, that is behind this very, very successful campaign of We Remember, Never Again. Since the establishment in the 1940s of the World Jewish Congress, it has been our core mission to fight anti-Semitism, racism, religious intolerance, and all kinds of hatreds. Now, important that if you visit the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., you will find the original text of the telegram that Dr. Gerhard Rigner, representative of the World Jewish Congress, sent in 1942, informing the American and British governments of the impending catastrophe, the destruction of European Jewry by Hitler and the Nazis. You will also find all the requests of Dr. Rigner to the International Red Cross to take a stand and help the Jewish refugees. But as we know now, all that was to no avail. Nobody came, nobody helped. But since then, it has been the priority of the World Jewish Congress to fight anti-Semitism. And how do we do it? Through conferences, seminars, publications, meetings with government representatives, politicians, academia, etc. We do it the way everybody does that. But for the last few years, we see that hatred is disseminated through social media. So we in the World Jewish Congress, we are in the forefront of fighting anti-Semitism in the digital platforms. We created this We Remember campaign that includes reports of survivors, dignitaries, celebrities, and thousands of people around the world that post their photograph behind a message, hashtag We Remember. When we started, we had the goal of having 6 million participants, 6 million being a symbolic number, the 6 million that we lost during the Holocaust. But you won't believe it, we have reached the number of 625 million people in the furthest places of the world using the digital world. Twitter, Snapshot, Facebook, etc. This campaign is now in its third year, and it is time to culminate on International Holocaust Remembrance Day today. Our studies show that Holocaust denial and anti-Semitism are up in the social media. There is a whole new generation that only communicates through these platforms. So we are very grateful to Twitter for their very responsible behavior. Whenever we see anti-Semitic content on Twitter, we point it out to them, and they block it immediately, and they take it down. Very important for us. They are very supportive of this We Remember campaign. They tweet it all over the world, the individual photographs, and in this way, they help us educate and fight the spread of hatred on social media.
Very important. Congratulations to them. It's important to note, too, that anti-Semitism, you think of it in large urban areas, the cities, it happens in rural areas as well. The case in point, Northwest New Jersey, there was a home that had campaign signs for a Jewish member of Congress. The sign was destroyed. The house was defaced with a swastika. And it just shows that where you think there's rational, calm, peaceful living, hatred can get to anywhere.
That's so true. And this is why it is so critical for us to educate especially the young generation and teach this message of what hatred can really do. Because, you know, anti-Semitism did not start with the Holocaust. Anti-Semitism in Europe has a very long cultural, religious, violent history. But the truth for us, the Jews, is that we know that the Holocaust was different. The Holocaust is the largest genocide ever perpetrated against the people. It is the premeditated murder of 6 million Jews, 1 million of them children. So for the sake of humanity, it is a story that can't be denied or forgotten and has to be taught again and again and again. You know, 75 years after the Holocaust, half of the world's population never heard of it. Here in the United States, half of the American public cannot even say what Auschwitz was. This is why education and memory are so very important. Also, you know, the fact is that the survivors of the Holocaust are disappearing already because they are all in their 80s and 90s. So very soon there will be no personal witnesses left to tell this horrific story and learn from it. So I feel that fighting anti-Semitism all over in rural areas, in cities, all over the United States should be the task of everybody. Because when anti-Semitism is rampant, democracy is in danger and terrible things can happen. We just can remember just what happened last October, the horrific attack on the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh that killed so many people. So very, very important to proceed with this lesson, this continued campaign, because we know now that the Holocaust was never just a Nazi project. The Holocaust could not have happened without the entire world looking the other way. World silence and indifference are the ones that led to the Holocaust. That is the ultimate lesson. We cannot be silent. We cannot be apathetic or indifferent. And that is the basic message of our We Remember campaign, especially today.
And it's certainly not just a campaign. It's a way for you to get involved. And not just during this past month, if you're late to the opportunity to share education, certainly pay a visit to the website of the World Jewish Congress, and certainly pay a website and even a personal visit to the National Holocaust Museum, because it's the only way to defeat the ignorance that produces hate is to provide an education. And when you look at a study that was done by, for example, the Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany, otherwise known as the Claims Conference, 11% of adults, 22% of millennials haven't heard or aren't sure if they've heard about the Holocaust. 31% of adults believe 2 million or fewer Jews were killed in the Holocaust. 6 million is obviously the fact. 45% of adults couldn't not name a concentration camp. Those are, yes, negative statistics. One positive statistic from this study is 93% of the people said all students should learn about the Holocaust in school. And that's where part of the process has to change, because right now, anything before the Vietnam War is considered ancient history in history lessons in an increasing number of schools. And that has to change, because if you rely on the non-educated to teach our young, it's not going to be the education that you want our young to have. Learn more about the work of the National Jewish, the World Jewish Congress. WorldJewishCongress.org is their website. We've been joined by their chair in North America, Evelyn Summer. Evelyn, congratulations for another successful campaign. Certainly the year ahead has a lot of work in store for you, which you can certainly handle, as well as your organization. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you very much. And the only solution is education.